Almost 2 years ago, actor, writer, musician Donald Glover turned the TV world upside down with his ambitious dramedy Atlanta. The show's second season debuts tonight on FX, and NPR TV critic Eric Deggans says it takes Glover's ambitions to new levels. Be warned, there is some rough language in the story.
Want to know what it feels like to be a young black man in America? Consider Donald Glover's character in Atlanta, Earn Marks, an aimless Princeton dropout crashing on friends' couches who has a problem. Even when he has some money, several $100 bills to be specific, he can't spend it. First, at the movie theater.
Yeah, can I get two tickets for Fast and Furious?
I'm sorry, but I can't take a bill that large.
Then at a hookah bar, where the owner is convinced the bill is fake.
No, just get another 100 to compare it.
There are no other hundreds in the bar.
And you got one of those pens that you can mark it with?
Of course not.
And the kicker comes when a security guard at the bar speaks to Earn as he's kicking him out.
Hey, we all know that the bill is real, but the owner was tripping. Sorry about that.
That was definitely racist.
The bit ends in a strip club where Earn is charged 20% to get change. Like Chris Rock once said, being black in America often feels like always being 50 cents short. And the racism comes from everywhere, from white ticket sellers to black club owners. That's the vibe of Atlanta's second season, where most of the humor is rooted in the surreal indignities its characters endure just to get by. Glover pulls you into the experience and entertains you at the same time. The subtitle for this year's episodes is Robin Season, that time close to the year's end when robberies and assaults go up. Earn's oddball friend Darius sums it up while the two watch police clean up a crime scene.
Robin Season. Christmas approaches, and everybody gotta eat.
We'll be eating.
Donald Glover's Earn Marks manages his cousin Alfred, also known as up-and-coming rapper Paperboy, played by Brian Tyree Henry. Paperboy winds up on the wrong end of Robin Season when a longtime drug connection robs him at gunpoint during a transaction in his car. When Paperboy tries to open the car's back door to leave, he can't because, yep, the door's child locks are still engaged.
Child lock, man.
I got you.
Child lock. Okay, you want to come on. Got it. I got it.
Why you got a lock in the child?
Oh, my God. That's the window, man. Stop.
The sharpest humor in Atlanta's second season comes from leaning into those moments when Earn and Paperboy should enjoy their growing success, but the world won't let them. It feels similar to Glover's real-life attitude, where he often appears unable or unwilling to enjoy the acclaim and awards that came from the show's first season in 2016. The best moments in tonight's episode come when Earn faces his Uncle Willie, played by perpetually in trouble comedian Cat Williams. Willie insults Earn over his dependence on Paperboy.
You scared. You gotta stay on his good side now. Cause he's Mr. Moneybags. Family is business.
No, that's not it. What I'm scared of is being you. You know, someone everybody knew was smart, but ended up being a know-it-all up Jay that just let happen to him.
Willie comes back with some advice for Earn. It sounds a bit like the words Williams himself might offer about his mistakes in real life.
And if you don't want to end up like me, get rid of that chip on your shoulder. It's not worth the time.
That nagging sense of lost potential gives poignancy to every scene, making this season of Atlanta another masterpiece. I'm Eric Deggans.